Now, upon the bank of the river on the other side, they saw the two shining men again, who there waited for them. Wherefore, being come out of the river, they saluted them.
Greetings, faithful pilgrims.
Do not I know thee?
Aye, we be your ministering spirits, sent forth to minister to you that shall be heirs of salvation.
Thus they went along towards the gate. Now, you must note that the city stood upon a mighty hill, but the pilgrims went up that hill with bounding ease, because they had these two men to lead them up by the arms. Also, they had left their mortal garments behind them in the river. For though they went in with them, they came out without them. They therefore went up here with much agility and speed, though the foundation upon which the city was framed was higher than the clouds. They therefore went up through the regions of the air, sweetly talking as they went, being comforted because they had safely got over the river and had such glorious companions to attend them.
Dear ministering spirits, as we ascend the hill of the Lord, do tell us of the glory of that place.
Ah, the beauty is greater than words can tell. There is Mount Zion, the heavenly Jerusalem, the innumerable company of angels, and the spirits of just men made perfect.
And to think we be almost there. Ah,
you are going now to the paradise of God, wherein you shall see the tree of life and eat of the never-fading fruits thereof. And when you come there, you shall have white robes given you, and your walk and talk shall be every day with the King, even all the days of eternity.
Can it be? Can it truly be?
Yea, verily so. And there you shall not see again such things as you saw when you were in the lower region upon the earth, to wit, sorrow, sickness, affliction, and death. For the former things are passed away.
A glorious heritage, long dreamed of, long seen by faith, but now the faith has become sight.
You're going now to meet Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the prophets, men that God hath taken away from the evil to come, and that are now resting from their works, each one walking in the gift of Christ's righteousness.
And what shall we do in this holy place?
You will there receive the comfort of all your toil and have joy for all your sorrow. You shall reap what you have sown, even the fruit of all your prayers and tears and suffering for the King by the way. In that place you shall wear crowns of gold and enjoy the perpetual sight and visions of the Holy One. For there you shall see him as he is.
Ah, what can tongue say?
There also you shall continue to serve in person, with praise and shouting and thanksgiving, him whom you began to serve by faith upon earth.
There your eyes shall be delighted with seeing and your ears with hearing the pleasant voice of the Mighty One.
There you shall enjoy your friends and know that there shall be nevermore a sad tear of farewell.
There also you shall be clothed with glory and majesty
in a white robe of purest linen, which is the righteousness of the saints,
and be put into an equipage fit to ride out with a King of glory.
When he shall travel with sound of trumpet in the clouds as upon the wings of the wind, you shall go with him. And when he shall sit upon the throne of judgment, you shall sit by him. Yea, and when he shall pass sentence upon all the workers of iniquity, let them be angels or men, you also have a voice in that judgment, because they were his and your enemies.
And so shall you ever be with the Lord.